from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
16-6196 is the phone number. It's booking up fast, as it always is. Black Tie, one of the most in-demand moving companies in Memphis. So call today, get on the schedule. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Do it, Sonny. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 do it, signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
People are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, and increase in organic organic search visibility and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, that happens to us all. Well, I come with great news. The day could change. Strong, move it away, way, way, way.
Hey, Jason.
This rain,
yes, John.
Is temporary.
You feeling groovy today?
Was feeling really groovy again this weekend, and I could always feel groovy again.
Well, wow. I'm not sure what you were getting into this weekend. But I can tell you, if you're feeling groovy, and you a groovy dude for sure. Sonic.
No, I got over to Sonic this weekend. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making like
for the second time since they put these groovy fries out, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good that they are bringing Jason back a second time in 2 weeks.
So I just changed my fries out now.
These groovy fries, man. I'm telling you, you get the new groovy sauce, which is spicy fry sauce. It's super crispy. These groovy fries are absolutely worth the trip on top of all the other menu items at Sonic. I mean, I've always talked about, you know, growing up, when we went to Sonic, man, it was a treat, for real. And it's still a treat today. I take my kids when I get the chance. Sonic, get over there, get the groovy fries.
Yep, I've already done it, as we've said, twice since they've put these things out, and I can confirm they will blow your mind. They're fantastic, perfectly salted, and yes, you put that groovy sauce on them, and you're going to be feeling a certain kind of way. Here's the best thing about them, too. Small, medium, or large, all for a dollar. I switch mine out on the combo. Just make it a large, groovy fry for me. But like I said, you can overload yourself, get a bunch of larges for just a dollar a piece. Sonic's got it going on. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Let's see. On Instagram, Penny Hardaway has just posted. I assume this to be his mom, but he posts a picture of his mom and a bell, and he puts in a caption, "God, we give you all the praise. I thank you." It is his mom. "I thank you for your favor for my mother. The cancer is in complete remission."
Well, that's good. That's a great update.
Did we know?
Penny had said, and again, don't hold me to whether it was the golf tournament or not, but one of the last few times we talked to him publicly was that she was doing better. Again, this right. was before the interview this past week with the folks over at MSCS, with Marcus Taylor and with John Best. It said she was doing better. And we had not heard, I do not believe we had heard that the cancer was in remission. So this is obviously excellent news. We know from that interview
right.
with Taylor and from Best how, serious an issue this has been for Penny. And he was dealing with it during the season. Trying to take care of his mom. At one point, I think during one game, John, we heard too that she had basically had a stroke, it sounded like. And Penny had the game. And he had to call his cousin, take her to the hospital, does game and all. So she's been through it, obviously. And so this is great news that the cancer at least is in remission. I don't know that, she's obviously got several health concerns, but any update like that is a positive one.
Absolutely.
With everything he's been going through with her. And we certainly can relate.
Yeah, it's obviously hard to do anything, when you're dealing with the health of a loved one, And obviously he was going through it with his mom. When Damo was born, we've talked about, that scary time, just the prospect, right? And how helpless you feel of being able to, do anything. So I certainly am glad to hear that Penny's mom is, you know, coming out of this and that the cancer is in remission. That's, you know, a relief just on a human level, you know, for
Absolutely.
Mom. And also, you know, makes doing everything else in your life a little bit easier, right? Yeah, in theory, you know, just that you're not constantly, you know, how's mom today?
Well, there's just that, you know, that anxiety about what it could be exactly. with the cancer. Has it spread or not? And
Absolutely.
So you can put that at least to give yourself a little peace
yeah.
for now on that side of things. And again, we hope her full health continues to improve. But yeah, for Penny, maybe it's a little bit of peace.
Exactly.
Because we know he hasn't had much of late, at least, you know, if that interview was indicative of anything.
Right.
Said he's been going through it.
Well, good news. Great news all around. Absolutely to hear. We're going to be joined by Jason Fitz at 125. We'll talk to him about the NBA draft, some NFL. You know, I do know this. I do know that you had quite the weekend. You got by Sonic, got the Groovy Fries once again. What did everybody else get, if I can ask? Or were you just...
Chris did a grilled cheese, and I'm trying to remember if Faith got a jalapeno burger.
Okay. The grilled cheese is goated. Did he comment about the quality of the grilled cheese?
It's always good.
It's goated. I mean, yeah. It really is.
But yeah, we made a trip to Sonic. We also made a trip to the movie.
And that's what I was going to ask you about.
As a family.
You know...
Don't do that as often as we used to.
Were you reflecting and exploring the movie theater?
Well, it was just Inside Out, too, so there wasn't...
Oh, it was a Disney movie.
We went and did the whole in that what the Pixar
yeah
what
Disney
they call
Pixar
it.
Yeah. And
it,
had you had, now were you caught
now,
up
listen,
on the
now,
on
I,
the
I heard a review of this from Jeff on Friday.
Okay,
I was kind of surprised he went, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
but you know Claire's background, don't you, John?
Yes.
What does she do?
She's a therapist.
That's right.
Yes.
Mental.
Yes, not a physical.
Right.
Maybe for the right price.
So she's really
I'm just kidding.
So she's really into the mind. Right, she's it. Not psychiatrist or no?
No, she's a
mental
therapist. Yeah, I think a psychiatrist is like a diagnosing, right? I think a psychiatrist prescribes
okay.
you things.
Either way, she deals in the mind.
Correct. Yes.
As I understand, from
and emotion,
Jeff.
Really, emotion.
And it's my I'm guessing I didn't tie those two together. I'm not sure I heard Jeff say it, but she dragged Jeff to the movie because it's a mind movie.
Yes.
Inside Out too.
Yes,
it's for kids basically.
It is,
but
for
it's
kids.
A mind, and that's why she would be interested.
But you know, Pixar
and take
is
Jeff
for the
to
adults.
Go see it.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
he was not impressed.
Well,
I was.
That's not his movie, right? That's just not his movie.
We took little Chris. It was perfect. Because much of it, obviously, and this is not spoilers, but is about how there's new, what is it, emotions, feelings, as you get older and as your kid gets older, as you go. You know, and the other thing got me thinking, did you name Riley after the character in Inside Out?
No, I named Riley after Riley Ferguson, bro. I mean, I've said this a million times.
This would be better if you had named it, because this franchise, Inside Out, has taken off. And so if you would tell the story that you named it after this little character, Riley, would be better than saying you named it after that damn Riley Ferguson who's out painting fences.
We did a song about Riley Ferguson.
Isn't he painting fences with his dad?
Probably would.
Blasting him.
He's earning a hard living. I mean, well earned.
He didn't go to the league.
And? I mean, that
don't... So you can't name her after somebody, with all due respect, I'm sure it's a great business.
He was a great tiger. He was a great tiger.
But you'd be better off naming her after this Pixar character, Riley. Anyway,
I'm just telling you the truth. You can...
As you go through puberty, the kids,
yeah.
obviously, new feelings are added, new emotions are added to the control center. And the newest one is obviously something you go through a lot, anxiety.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so we really enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
With Chris at 10, certainly not in the pubescent stage right now, but approaching, you know.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
You're going to have the talk.
I've been checking. I don't even think we got any hair.
You're going to have to have the talk.
I don't even think we got any hair under the arm yet. You know what I'm saying? I'd be checking. So well, that because when the hair gets under the arm, that's when kids get funky.
I was
14. And that's
14.
When they absolutely need to be putting deodorant
on. I think you have two years max before it starts to be a
thing. But it was a perfect sort of preparation for him that as he gets into this new world, right, growing, John, developing, reflecting, and exploring, as he gets into this new world, it was good preparation for him to understand, look, man, you know, it's not going to be about impressing mom and dad anymore like Max. It was for you as a little toddler. Now you want to impress the world. Now you want to go join this club. You want to be best friends with this kid because, you know, because, yeah, You like the way she does business or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like that, all this other pressure that comes in. So I thought it was perfect. You're right. Jeff and I are in different places, Calkins and I, in terms of how we would probably enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
But I certainly did.
Well, I
had a pleasant experience at the Cordova Malco.
And they brought you
no car stolen. They got extra security out there now.
Yeah.
And I told you about a recent experience involving a family member where a car had been stolen out of that park. Good security was great. We went on a Saturday night, had a good time.
That's awesome, man.
It was beautiful. Now, I paid about $200.
Dang.
But that's, I should have just gone and gotten some groovy fries, snuck them in.
That's right.
Wouldn't have had to get a damn thing
at
the concession stand. But when you add ticket prices today to a full concession, and John, I'm only a family of three.
Right.
You're trying to take four in there.
Oh, no, we won't be
taking. There's no way you're spending less than $100 once little Dom is eating, once Riley's eating. They're both getting combos, Sam, too. Dude, the price of movies, that's why we haven't. That's kind
of
why
we've. The price of concessions at the movies.
It's both. It's both combined. It's the price of the ticket to go with the price of concessions.
Right.
Dude, you might have to put that thing on a credit card. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll put everything on a credit card. And I was like, you know, listen, there's a good chance I could. I mean, I maybe not a good chance, but there is a chance that I die before this bill is due. So in the event that happens, I want everybody to be taken care of. So everything goes on the credit card except mortgage, basically, at this point for me. Get the points, you know what I'm saying, to get all that. I don't use my debit card, A, because people can steal your debit card. They can steal your,
I'm
you
aware.
Know what I'm saying?
And,
you're a little primitive. You're a little primitive in sort of the way that you're doing things here. But I will say this about the movies. I'm glad you went. I'm a little worried about the future of movie theaters, A.
Well, they're doing more. Reclining seats.
Okay.
Deliver food to your seat.
Yep.
And so to your point, they know about your concerns.
Yeah.
They're trying to sort of adjust to the times.
Dude, before my kid was born in 2021, and before COVID, me and Sam went to the movies all the time. We loved it, bro. We'd go. We'd get the bunch of crunch. We'd get the popcorn. We'd get the drinks. We would go all the time.
Yes.
Loved going to the movies. Loved going on a Sunday night, a Saturday night, and seeing the hot new scary movie or whatever the case may be. And then the kids come along, and it's impossible. It's just not a...
But that's what I'm telling you. It was fine. And we were
He's 10, though.
No, I'm just saying. We were in there. You got to think. This was a 7 o'clock movie. By the time we got out, it was 9, kind of between that 9, 10 o'clock hour where you're talking about all the kids are sort of taking over and everything. It was fine. Everything was fine.
Well, I wouldn't feel really – I wouldn't be a matter of safety so much for me.
I was hearing safety concerns from you.
No, I'm talking about the feasibility of my children going and, like, us. You know, we got to find a babysitter. And let me tell you, Rita is down to maybe 2 nights a week at the house. So y'all know that. So it used to be Rita was there 7 nights a week.
It's down still to 2. More than most folks have.
It might be.
You keep talking about like down to 2. Still, it's more than what most folks have.
It ain't the weekends. All right? It ain't that. I mean, we ain't.
So you get it in on the 2 days.
On a Monday, you can date. I mean, I guess, yeah. Yeah, well, possibly. All I'm saying is I miss the movies. I haven't had a chance to go.
Okay, because of your kids.
Yes, my kids, not other people's kids.
Well, that's what I was concerned about Saturday. No. Other folks' damn kids.
It's like,
got 13-year-olds out here stealing cars, bro.
Yes, exactly. But of all the things that I have lost out on as a result of, in terms of, you know, your free time and everything like that with kids, what I miss the most is going to the movies.
That's sweet. You just love Sam. I take him, Sam, to the movies.
Well, and I also love the movies.
Then you have them kids and you can't do it.
We lose things, right? We lose things in life because technology changes, the world changes. Here's a good example. Memphis basketball. And this is not a criticism of Penny before everybody goes crazy. But the days of the hometown kid going to Memphis are over.
All right, Toby, hold on.
Well, they just are.
I don't know.
They are. Because of the functionality of the way this... I mean, think about this. How about this? This is what is absolutely over. There used to be a day not that long ago where you would identify an up-and-coming good player in a Memphis City high school.
For sure.
And you would watch him go from that tiny freshman to that, oh, what a summer he had in the AAU, to now he's a sophomore, now he's getting offers. So then he's going into his junior year, he's starting to take some visits. Then he commits to Memphis as a senior, and you go out to his high school games while he's committed to Memphis.
Well,
and then you watch him grow up, right?
Yeah.
Those days are over. And they're over because of the bastardization of high school basketball. Now, if you're good enough, you're probably going to Montverde or,
IMG.
You know, the Kansas City Sunrise or, you know, Finley Prep or whatever, whoever the new ones are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing that anymore. If you're good enough, you're not coming up the same way, right? We lost that. And it's probably never coming back with even high schoolers getting NIL now, right? That's over. The days of watching a Memphis commit grow up in your hometown, over. Movie theaters, I worry a little bit about because now we get to watch all this stuff at home. We got Max, we got all this stuff direct. And the convenience of that, bro, the convenience of movies at home for families is hard to compete with.
Yeah, but I was reminded of it while I was there, sort of what you talked about that you missed. You know, the popcorn, the experience itself of sitting there.
The smell.
You know, as the thing started. Literally, I said it to Faith as we walked in.
The smell, bro.
Because it had been a while.
Absolutely.
And that was the first thing I said to
her.
That's
real.
You smell that popcorn, I got to get me some.
Yes, bro.
And that part, you do not get at home.
You don't.
You can get a good smell. It ain't going to be the same when you're not in a movie theater 100%. Smelling it. And so that part, you can't.
Yes.
You can't replace that.
You cannot.
And so that's what I'm telling you. If they add all the gadgets like they
right.
did, and they got a freaking section now, it's almost like a restaurant. You could go in there,
yep.
John, look like
yep.
had alcoholic beverages and everything else. They've adjusted to the times, and it's still a good enough experience.
Exactly.
With the little bit of nostalgia that you've still got over the smell
yes.
of the popcorn.
Yes.
That they're dude, it was packed.
It was, yeah.
It was great. Packed
good
Saturday
to hear.
Night.
So good to hear.
I don't, you know, I think they've realized we
yes.
have to adjust. And every seat
and
in there,
do.
Dude, I don't know if you've been in with these dang seats
well,
now where you can
Nova,
get the...
But
I mean, every seat in that
yeah.
one is a reclining seat.
Yeah,
and you're
that
almost,
is the new
you're
one.
Almost in a private box. And there's enough room now
right.
that when you are reclined in that seat, and I'm talking about it's like a recliner in your living room, that the people passing you, remember how tough passing used to be in the aisles? That they, even with you reclined, can pass by you in front of you. That's how spread out it is now. So I think the adjustments, is the point I'm making, will help with your concerns
yeah,
on
no, I'm
will
glad
it ever
that.
Go away.
And
that was really well done, though, on how you stretched it over to Memphis basketball recruiting in that way, maybe being a dying thing as well. Though.
Yeah, just that whole experience, right? And I will say this about the movie watching experience.
But
at
it's
the got movies.
To adjust like the movies have done.
Gotta, and,
Memphis
and
recruiting has to
transfer
adjust.
Transfer portal, yeah. whatever, you know. But like, there's like Memphis used to be a place where you like the whole shtick was Memphis players, Memphis, you know, University of Memphis.
Yeah, that's.
And that's just not.
That part saddens me.
That's not 2024 recruiting, you know?
Well, the other part is that you may not take a 3-star out of Memphis or a 2-star that you might have back in the day, too, because you ain't recruiting them no more anyway.
Nope.
And
you
so
got to get older players.
That was part of local recruiting, too, is
yep.
that a Jeremiah Martin.
Yep.
You ain't getting that guy.
Bro, remember, he would not have existed
they took
in
a chance on him, exactly. That kid, they took a chance. He becomes a program hero. You're not doing that anymore because of the nature of the how old college basketball is now. You've gone out and gotten transfer portal guys because Penny needs to win right now.
Exactly.
Instead of those freshmen that you might. So it's not just those upper guys, you know, the Curtis Givens the third and the Trey Richmonds, but also the chance of getting, you know, Jeremiah Martin because, no, I don't have time to develop a guy
or
wait in year till year
and you know
two
what?
Or year three. And so
maybe
that,
he leaves.
There's that kind of story that feels like it's kind of snuffed out right now, too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's
Jeremiah
easier.
Is that story.
He is. He's the last
he's
great
the one
Memphis basketball
Memphis told
story.
Josh, you got to take Jeremiah.
Yep.
Don't take Randall Brody. Jeremiah is the guy
exactly.
to get. And it was a chance because Jeremiah didn't have the national ranking or anything like that. And look at what he became. You wonder if those kinds of stories can still happen here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So listen, times change, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. And that's just the world we live in today. It's just the way it is. You know, I love the movie watching experience. Just the bottom line, because when you watch a movie at home, you get distracted. You watch your phone. You got noises
oh, yeah,
in the background.
Checking that phone for sure.
When you pay for that experience, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I lock in. I turn
you're
the phone
You're going to make sure. And I know what you did.
And you, I texted you. I told you I'm at the movies.
I
don't
called
text
you,
me.
And you didn't answer. And then you hit me up on text, which was just a completely low-down move.
I'm not going to call in the movie theater. It tells you to turn your stuff off.
Right. And I heard you got pizza. You got pizza delivered to your seat.
They were 25 minutes late. Malco, I'm giving y'all all the props, but I had to go get it. I had to go back and check on
it. Did not get delivered to
your
seat.
I had to leave my seat. I couldn't wait for it to be.
Who you think, your money bag, yo, or something, bro? They just go have stuff delivered to your seat?
When the brother said, would you like this delivered, you should see my eyes. I'm like, do what?
You really
you're
thought.
You're going to bring it to my seat? Like that, the movies are great. Like that, wow, these adjustments are great. I need to be back here more often. But then we got to 25 minutes, bro. And they were late. It was a very busy night.
Now, how was the pizza?
Yeah.
Not your favorite.
Yeah.
Not your favorite.
No,
but it would have been better again, if you, it had been
really,
delivered.
You really got to screw up a pepperoni pizza for me not to devour the thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really got to be a bad pizza.
You think you would have enjoyed it more had it been delivered?
I mean, it's more like gas station pizza.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You know, you pay $18 for the damn thing.
Right. But look, you do it because you love the experience and you want to be around.
Oh, just having, I told
it's
my
a,
wife
it's a
and
civic
my kid,
effort.
It's the experience. You
Absolutely.
Said the word.
Yes.
My family got out together.
Yep.
You know, Faith's over laughing in the corner. I look at CJ, he got a little watery eyes at one point.
You're eating your pizza?
I'm eating my pizza, trying to, you know, fancy it up with a little Parmesan on it.
There you go. Having a big all night.
Got the big old bag of popcorn. And I'm reclined.
You're reclined.
I got peace.
And dined.
Yeah.
You reclined and dined.
Penny needs to go to the movies. I found it very relaxing.
There you go.
Yeah. Go see Inside Out 2.
Might help.
Or Bad Boys 4.
Or that, yeah.
If you hadn't seen it.
We love the movies. We love Malco.
Yeah.
Here on this show. All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA draft, a little NFL, and the hockey game tonight, right? Game 7.
He'll break it down for us.
He used to cover the Predators every day. What are they? What's that thing? And they use in the, is that a stick? And a puck? We'll learn the basics from
That's
Fitz.
That's what they call it.
When we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We got it! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. They are the only team I could ever recommend, would ever recommend using, because I've used them twice. I know exactly firsthand the kind of work they do, how professional they are, how they stay on time, how they stay on budget. You know, I was actually trying to move some furniture the other day in my house, just a small piece, and threw my back out, basically. Scratched up my walls, like, just a stark reminder that I am past my prime when it comes to anything physical. And that's where the guys at Black Tie Moving come in. They save you potentially throwing out your back. They save you a bunch of time, and it's well worth it. It's well worth it. They're going to show up. When they say they're going to show up, they're going to stay on that budget. Get on the schedule now. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's booking up fast, as it always is. Black Tie, one of the most in-demand moving companies in Memphis. So call today. Get on the schedule. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Continental.
And anything I got is not a rental. I own it, Mom. Figure it out.
Jason Fitz is a football host on Yahoo Sports. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio, friend of the show, joins us every week, and he joins us now. Fitz, I know that you are an artist. It is the fiber of your being. We were just talking about movie theaters, just sort of randomly, and as that being something that, you know, maybe could be becoming obsolete, but we certainly hope it won't. Are you a guy that loves going to the movies?
Yeah, there's no more doubt about that, of course. Yeah, no, I'm a big movie guy, and you're right. It is the genre, the art is dying because, frankly, you got beautiful TVs and beautiful speakers at home. Like, why do you need to go to the movies, right? Like, but and that's got to be a problem if you think about, you know, what it's like for tours, what it's like for everybody. I mean, it's just, the art is dying. I don't know that I love that, though.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like it's part, of efficiency, and you certainly hope that that's not one of the. I also think this, like the quality, it feels like the quality of movie being made is not as good either. Like it feels like we only get, it's got to be a Marvel movie, you know, or maybe it's like a Disney movie, and that's now they're one of the same. But it just feels like we don't get the, you know, the risks that you saw in the early 2000s. You know, like where are all the Goodwill Hunting movies at in this day and age? The Rounders, you know, you don't see them.
Too much of life, though, and everything that we do now is predicated on short-term contracts for people and got to make money, right? So whether you're a studio exec or whether you're an actor, like everything is predicated on you got to make money, so you take less risks. You know, taking a risk now in today's society just gets you fired. So you keep doing what works because you'll take the money that you can get. It's sort of like if you ever watch Bar Rescue and John Taffer sits there and talks about, like, I don't care about your regulars. I want to get new people in. I think the movie industry sometimes has become so obsessed with the regulars, they forget about the regular people.
Yeah. Obviously, Fitzy, you know we're talking draft around here coming up on Wednesday. Grizzlies have the 9 pick, and it's a unique opportunity with, if you look at their core, to sort of, you know, still be a contender, maybe add an important piece or trade the pick. Heck, maybe you add a veteran that helps you win right now. I'm just curious, one of the guys we've discussed, because the Grizzlies clearly need, and Zach Kleiman, their general manager, has talked about it, a big. Somebody that, you know, you could put next to Jaren that allows Jaren to play the four. Again, that's not saying Jaren won't play five going forward in his career, but they're just at their best when they've got a big beside him, like a Steven Adams. So we've talked Zach Edey a lot. I'm just curious, Fitzy, not necessarily on the fit of Zach Edey with Grizzlies, but on Zach Edey, the fit in the NBA, what you sort of see him as. Is he going to be a guy that can hold up as a starter playing 24, 25 minutes, or is he going to have to be a role guy that's doing it in increments off the bench?
Look, I think he's more of a role guy, but I will tell you this. When I was covering the Final Four, we were at the championship game. One of the things Danny Green said to me, said there aren't very many places where I think Zach Edey can thrive. I said, well, give me one, and his first answer without hesitation was Memphis.
All right.
Like he goes into a situation in Memphis where his skills can be accentuated. He can do what he needs to do the way he needs to do it. But, you know, I do think that the way Edey held up against Donovan Klingon mattered. It's just one of those things where, you know, again, I learned this from Danny just sitting there watching. And when you're the biggest guy on the court, you can simply rely on essentially, you know, you can just get behind anybody and you can shut them down. It's not a big deal. You got to learn to face guard way more when you are no longer the biggest guy. And that just takes a lot more work. So he's going to have to do a lot of work on his athleticism still, on his defensive work. I mean, these are all just different things, the way the NBA is going to attack him. So I don't look at this as a lock prospect. I'm not looking here saying, oh my God, that's a home run. I'm just looking at it and saying, like, that's a decent fit that makes sense. But I, like, if you're asking me how much confidence I have, like, I don't think Zach Edey becomes the guy that suddenly puts you over the top and all of a sudden Memphis is winning the West because of him.
Yeah, I don't know that there really is a guy that, you know, you would
there
be
isn't. Able to. No, that's a good point. There really isn't. Like, there isn't somebody in this year's draft that's going to turn around and make everything, you know, suddenly work.
Right. I mean, I think you're just trying to sort of, you know, you're trying to hit a double here if you can, right? Like, that's the way I would do it. While we're on the subject of the Grizzlies, though, Ja had a camp, you know, like players will have for their, you know, for kids in the area. And it was over, you know, 650 kids. It was packed out. It was crazy. And obviously the support in Memphis is one thing. He'll have to earn it again at the national level. Do you suspect that he will do that this year in terms of being on the court and the Grizzlies being good to where, you know, he sort of redeems himself for the last 18 to 24 months?
Yeah, because we want the narratives to change, don't we? I mean, think of what happened with Tatum. Tatum went from being the biggest choker in the NBA to, well, of course, we all saw this coming the whole way. Like, society wants these guys to come in and play well. And I think the league still wants Ja to be able to turn it around. It becomes the ultimate redemption story. But he's got to get to the point where, A, he stays on the court, and, B, there can't be any, like, there's just no leniency. We've also talked before on this show that, like, there is a portion of society that once you've screwed up enough times, they don't want to give you benefit of the doubt anymore, right? So he's not going to get any benefit of the doubt. He's going to have to stay clean. He's going to have to stay healthy. He's going to have to live a model citizen lifestyle. But if he does those things, yeah, 100%. Like, look at the way the narrative changed even around Allen Iverson at one point, you know, and I'm not trying to compare the two, like, very different circumstances, but you look at the way Iverson went from being somebody that the league was worried about even having in posters, and they changed the dress code because they didn't want a certain way of life. And then once AI got as great as he could be, all of a sudden, well, no, he's beloved, and look at the way he resonates with the city of Philadelphia. So yes, absolutely. I think the hype train is waiting to take off on Ja. Like, people want to be able to say, I told you so, he was going to be great. He's just got to do it sustainably.
I'm curious in terms of the West, and we've talked about, you know, it's going to be even more competitive next season, trying to figure out where the Grizz sort of fit. And Denver could come back, Fitzy, and be the one seed next year. I'm not ruling that out. But in terms of my question to you, whether it's OKC, Minnesota, and I'm not just asking you this to, you know, to get you to say Grizz, because I think that some of these other teams are probably in a better position right now in terms of what they've proven. Dallas, I will even throw in there. Of these younger teams in the West, is there one that you have more confidence on based on how the thing is built right now and in terms of going forward? Is there one that you've got more confidence on than others in terms of Minnesota, OKC, you know, Dallas being back and being in a spot where they're making multiple runs?
Yeah, Minnesota. I mean, bankable superstar. Like, Minnesota has taken a lot of the media darling aspect that the Grizz had a few years ago.
Yep.
Minnesota has just sort of stolen that now. And Anthony Agreed. Edwards, like, the fact that we were being stupid enough to try and compare Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan, and I'm not saying we were, but you know what I mean by that. Like, the fact that everybody was trying to make that comp just shows you how thirsty right now people are to have a young guy that can be that, can be him, you know? And that's what Anthony's going to be. Like, the amount of publicity Minnesota's going to get coming into this year, nobody wants Denver running it back. We've already seen that Denver's an irrelevant champion. So the league doesn't want Denver running it back. ESPN doesn't want Denver running it back. Nobody does, right? But they want Minnesota. Like, people want that to happen. I think you'll see favorable matchups. I think you'll see favorable back-to-backs. I think you'll see favorable scheduling done. And I think Minnesota's going to get a ton of love.
Talking to Jason Fitz. You can catch him on Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports Radio. I want to turn you to NFL. Obviously, we don't know what to expect of the rookies. I want to ask you about second-year guys, though, specifically. Of the three, I'm going to give you three high-premium draft picks. We already know about CJ. He's stamped. He's validated. But of the three that, you know, for one reason or another, underwhelmed, Bryce, AR, Levis, of those three, who do you think has the best sophomore breakout or bounce back or what have you, however you want to term it?
I think AR is the toughest to tell because the knock on him was he needed reps and he didn't get those. Here's what I like about Bryce's situation. They spent, you know, what, $100 million on interior line play, right? So they made their offensive line drastically better. In doing so, they're really short of one of the things that I heard coming out of college that Bryce struggled with. He struggles with communication to the offensive line for blitz responsibilities. We all know that. So he gets a coach now in Dave Canales. It's really good with quarterbacks. He gets an offensive line that has some veteran presence. I think he takes a big step forward. I really do. I think it's way too early to call Bryce a bust. I think he takes a step forward. Anthony Richardson is interesting to me because we thought the Colts were going to stink. Then it turns out they didn't stink. But none of that really can be attributed to AR. So what do you do with it? I think AR is the biggest wild card. Anybody that tells you they know there is just, they're full of it. You know, Will Levis, I still don't trust. I mean, I still don't trust him not to throw bad interceptions. I think the Will Levis thing is not going to work out. Sorry, Titans fans. I don't believe they have their quarterback. But I think you could make a compelling case for Anthony Richardson. And given the money that's been spent, I think Carolina's done a smart thing with Bryce.
Does adding Stephon Diggs to Houston separate them, in your eyes, from Jacksonville even more? Or is it still equal? Is it, well, not equal, close?
I think it does from a talent perspective. Boy, you're putting a lot on C.J. Stroud. Think about it. Stephon Diggs has crushed the relationship he had with the last two quarterbacks he worked with. And those are two of arguably the nicest quarterbacks in the NFL, and Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen. Like, and they just couldn't get in his crawl. And even when I worked with Damian Harris with the Bills for the NFL draft, Damian talked about how Josh just isn't the type to get into somebody's face and be like, hey, not here. Well, now you're asking your sophomore quarterback, basically your second-year sensation quarterback, to be that guy that Kirk wasn't and that guy that Josh wasn't. I think that's putting a lot, like, I don't want to call anybody toxic, and Stephon Diggs has a lot to play for this year, money-wise. But, man, I just feel like that's a big old risk if I'm the Texans. If it works, they're a Super Bowl team. If it doesn't work, this thing implodes.
Yeah, no, it's
interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. That it could actually – trying to appease him could be a distraction that CJ, quite frankly, doesn't need in his development.
Yeah, and then what do you do if CJ – like, if CJ does handle it the way people seem to want him to, maybe, you know, big man on campus moment, is that really going to work with Stephon? Like, we don't know. So that's where it's really wild to me. I think locker room culture matters a lot more. Think about almost every championship room we see in any sport. What do you hear afterwards? You hear, man, there was just something special about this group of guys or girls that bonded us together, right? Like, the Texans didn't do anything to make that bond happen with that move.
Yeah, I think it's just he's so, you know, it's really hard to follow up that year, right? Like, it's just it can be done, you know, if it does happen, then he's automatically, like, he's Mahomes. Like, he's in that group with Mahomes and Burrow. He leaps Herbert off. I mean, he might already be ahead of Herbert, but if he comes back and look, he may have the steez to do it, but if he comes back and has that type of year again, I mean, I'm ready to put him, you know, two or three. No questions asked.
He becomes the top three quarterback in the AFC or in the NFL, which, by the way, you're going to have if you're competing against Mahomes for the next 10 years. Like, that's the only – like, the frustrating part about this is, like, even if C.J. Stroud becomes the second-best quarterback in the NFL this year, he's still going to have to get through the best quarterback and the best coach who are combined on one team together. Like, the best coach and the best quarterback are together. So every single year – that's what you got to take out. It's going to be better to be lucky than good for the next decade in the AFC.
All right, before we get you out of here, let me ask you: what was the piece, Jason, that we were gonna discuss, like the breakout players in training camp or something like that? And Jason asked me. He said, "What about y'all?" And I don't have an answer. I'll pass to you, man. Like, what am I supposed to be excited about as a Raider fan? This is gross.
Trey Tucker is the OTA excitement guy there, Fitz.
Woo! Let's go!
I mean, the breakout player. I don't really think you have a breakout player. You spent $100 million on Christian Wilkins. Like, so, you know, honestly, what you hope is that Jack Jones, the corner, becomes a breakout superstar, number one corner. If that happens, if Jack Jones plays in camp the way he was playing the last month of the season, now you've got a bona fide number one corner. That's going to change everything when it comes down to the way that defense plays. And the only way the Raiders are winning games this year is with their defense. So let's not get that twisted. So you need a breakout performance from somebody in that secondary.
It's just hard to watch, man. It really is. Like, we got to
– no, it's trash. It's
Everybody else in the West is moving and shaking.
And you know how they're moving and shaking? I mean, it's by having quarterbacks, right? I mean, the Broncos went up, and I'm not saying that the Raiders should have drafted. I don't even know who they could have drafted. You know, I guess they could have drafted, Reach. Yeah, but, like, there was really no quarterback to take at that point. But, like, it does show you that no matter what you – because I think the Raiders have, you know, the non-skill position outside of, you know, Devontae Adams and maybe Brock Bowers. Like, our non-skill position is pretty good. But it don't mean a damn thing because we don't have the man under center. And I think that's the part of it that is hard as an NFL fan. Bro, if you ain't got a quarterback, you might as well just hang it up.
Yeah, but my only counter to that is that this team, the way it was built last year, still won 8 games. So let's say you win 9 games. Let's say you win 10 games miraculously. Man, that's still a better season than winning 3.
I want to suck so we can get a quarterback, man. You know?
Not this year. This year's quarterback class. I think this is going to be, when I cover the draft next year for Yahoo, I think it will be the worst quarterback class I've ever covered. So you don't want one this year. I don't think there's a single guy we're drafting.
I'm with you on that. Who's going to end up being the first one taken, you think, Fitzy? It's a guess, but and it could all change. Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers. Yeah. If Quinn can hold off Arch in Texas, then Quinn will do enough on a national championship caliber football team that it ends up being Quinn. That's what I think. But, man, I wouldn't pay my mortgage with any of those guys. Like, as we sit right now, there isn't a single quarterback I'd want in the first round.
Okay, so I'm 32. I'll be 33 in like 2 weeks. Will I be dead before the Raiders get a quarterback?
I mean, better than Derek Carr, yes. But on the realm of Derek Carr? No.
Damn.
Wow, that's grim.
I'll be honest, how confident you were in your answer. You either know something that I don't about me, or the Raiders can't get a quarterback.
Quarterbacks are tougher to get than we all presume. Like, we just presume you wake up and have a quarterback. You don't have one.
But Carr is the baseline, and we can't do better than Carr. I mean, that
he was great in the regular season.
Carr is at least an active. You know what? I take that back, actually. Next year when the Raiders pay, and I do believe this is going to happen, I genuinely believe that at the end of the year, the Raiders are going to make an absolute home run offer to Dak Prescott, and Dak is going to be the quarterback of the Raiders next year. That is what
now,
I think.
Wow, that's fun.
Literally going to happen. I think the Raiders are going to pay Dak upwards of $60 million a year next year, and they are going to do whatever it takes to bring in a quarterback.
That's right. Okay. All right. So now...
Fast forward.
You see how much different I feel about it now. Now you changed
his whole demeanor.
You have discovered fire.
I'm telling you, he has a clause in his contract. He cannot be franchised. Right. He cannot be traded. And the Cowboys have done nothing to give him any sense that he's going to be rewarded. I think the Raiders are going to make a Deshaun Watson type fully guaranteed offer because they know they can't win the division without a quarterback, and they know they can't get one. So they're going to overpay for Dak, and it doesn't matter about the playoff performance. Worry about that when you get to the playoffs.
Man, I'm excited. I'm going to go watch some Dak Prescott tape. I'm in. I'm all in on Dak if he's a Raider. You bet your ass. Fitz, you're the best,
man. Thank you for doing this, brother.
Appreciate you, boys. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Catch him on Yahoo. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to have. Like, Dak is not perfect, but he is a competent passer.
Dude, he'll look like an MVP in the regular season.
No doubt. For you. Yeah.
And so that's better than Carr. It's better than anything you've had. And then you worry about the playoffs when you get there.
Exactly. What a blessing. That would
change everything. Change your whole week just even thinking about Dak, the possibility of Dak Prescott.
I'm 1 year away from having a franchise. Yeah.
You get a lot of extras as the quarterback of America's team.
Exactly. Which you would not get with the Raiders.
Yeah. You know, the whole...
No, he would...
He got the sleep... You know, he does the sleep easy commercials, and I'm like...
You're saying why he wouldn't go.
No, right. I'm saying why he wouldn't go.
But you also get a lot of scrutiny, which he may like not having. I mean, he went from Mississippi State, where nobody cared, really, until he showed up, to America's team. You know, usurped Tony Romo, and has just been under the microscope every single snap of his life.
Well, maybe he's just tired of the money deal with Jerry, too.
Right. Why can't you commit?
And if you are offering him something Deshaun Watson like,
which we would,
and so he doesn't got to haggle and go back and forth and use his leverage and all this, maybe that would represent a piece that he'd be ready for.
I'm in. I mean, if you told me,
it's a smart move by the Raiders that they should.
It'd be the smartest thing they've done ever.
To try to lure him out of there.
In terms of free agency, dude, our power track record is so bad.
And he does have all the leverage.
Yeah. And I don't know what other, I mean, in terms of other franchises, there would probably be a lot, but it's Vegas. Like, who wouldn't want to go be the face of the Vegas franchise?
Well, if the Pittsburgh deal goes bad with both of those guys, they're not going to offer the kind of guaranteed money that you guys
do. Pittsburgh won't do that
as a franchise.
Exactly. Vegas
will.
I was thinking
about, you know, franchises that would need that guy.
Ooh-wee. That's awesome.
I think you guys would be among the most desperate and among the most willing to do a deal like that.
Dude, let's go. Oh, I'm in. All right, well, that's not going to happen until next year, so I got to figure out what to do in the meantime.
Lay low.
Yeah. We'll wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the Feinbaum Show, at Feinbaum on X. Can I talk you into Ryan Silverfield and Memphis being the representative for the group of five in the 12-team playoff? How do we feel about that?
Hey, yeah, I think it's possible. And listen, I want to say this, because I was on this station a couple of years ago pretty critical of the decision to keep
sure.
him. And I think it turned out to be a great decision to stay with him when the easy thing, and quite frankly, I might have pulled the plug. And I think he showed last year what he's capable of, and I was really happy for it. So I think it is possible. Yes, I think Memphis is in a good spot.
The only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. 18,960 or 279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett 27,350 or 399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett 29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO53896, MSRP 30895, PF695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, 4th of July is coming up, which means it's time to stock up. Do it over Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations, 3rd Street South. Get well at State Line Road, the largest fireworks selection in the Mid-South. They're open daily, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's air conditioned, so you're going to get out of this crazy heat. They got the largest selection of fireworks in stock. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, and more. Visit Facebook page Boom City Fireworks for more exciting info. They got the power candles at $397, daily specials. Huge selection in stock today. Shop early to avoid the rush. It's Boom City Fireworks. All right, we're back. Okay, so tonight we do have some sports. We have the hockey game 7, Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. Stephen A. Smith talked about it with P.K. Subban and Shannon Sharp, and he remarked, look at this, three black dudes talking hockey.
And I said, you know what? My partner's a black dude.
I know what you would say. Symbolic.
I'd say this is emblematic of how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
But then my partner, who is also black, said that it was the Carolina Panthers. So I do think there was a little bit of a setback. Okay.
Again, and that's when they were up 3-0.
Right. They have not won since you
cursed
famously.
So I've had a lot to do with this series.
That's right.
The turnaround in this series. I'll be tuned in. You know why? Because I like PK.
PK's locked in.
And I love his analysis. I do. I think he brings something to it.
He does.
You know how we talk about these NBA studio shows?
Yes.
How, save for Inside the NBA, how we don't watch because they're not drawing us in. There's nothing really. It's not Stephen A. It's not Will Bond. It's not, you know, Myers. And so that's something I tune in for.
Right.
To hear PK. So it might be after. On SportsCenter.
Okay.
And I hear him with Van Pelt.
Okay, gotcha.
But I will get my info on this game from PK Subban.
Okay, so that is just...
He's fantastic.
That is just a little different, in fairness.
They got Messier, him, and what's my guy that you hate?
Watch.
Levy. Steve Levy, you never liked him.
He's still doing it.
You've always thought he's talentless, which I thought is a little harsh.
I've just not been a huge fan of his delivery on the Monday Night Football,
good.
Bro.
He's no Bucci,
yeah,
but he's pretty good on the hockey.
Yeah, I've just not been, you know. But hockey's different. Hockey's different. Hockey, he could be great on hockey. I haven't watched hockey since last year. Remember, I'm undefeated in my hockey betting lifetime. Do I put that to the chance tonight?
In a pick'em?
Just because it's
risky.
On, I think that's bad logic. That's bad decision making. I mean, it's everywhere you look. It's, you know, a pick'em basically. I mean, obviously, you want the Edmonton Oilers to pull it off just because. But are they the better team? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea who the better team is. Is it one of those things where psychologically Florida's just their bell is rung, right? Like they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe that we are even in this situation.
Feels like it.
You know, that could be a thing. You know, that it's just steamrolled so much at this point that you don't even believe you can win anymore. I don't know.
Connor McDavid, dude.
Yeah.
Best player in the world.
Tkachuk, though. Tkachuk's going to have something to say about that. It's Jason Tatum's teammate.
You're making me dizzy with all this hockey talk.
And also you have the Texas A&M Aggies taking on the Tennessee Volunteers.
Have got Uncle Mo on their side.
We've got the two big-time elimination games.
Yeah,
before it all.
But it was the first one to win since 99, the Vols, one seed would be.
Yeah.
And so this doesn't happen often. And, pulling it off tonight. Listen, like we've talked about, we don't necessarily love to give the girl Vols credit around here. We know where John and I graduated from. However, if they pull this off, you got to give them a little bit of respect because Texas A&M had them pretty much dead to rights.
Mm-hmm.
I will say some have said, well, it shouldn't got past first game Florida State. You know, they got a gift there. Now, Tennessee's, again, they were the one seed. They're here, and now they've got the opportunity, it feels like, back on their side for momentum to go ahead and get that championship tonight. Hope it happens for them.
So you're rooting
for them. They got a couple brothers on that team. Did you see they were talking cash-ish out there yesterday?
I haven't watched anything.
Yeah, the brother was screaming at the pitcher after he walked them, and it was
– okay.
It's really intense out there for them old – the SEC parents, man.
Right.
And them players, brother. It's intense.
Right. You know, and then, of course, on
– we run college baseball.
And then on Thursday, we have the presidential debate. So we have a lot of
– well, you just skipped over the draft, but yeah. Thursday, the second round of the draft, and you went right over to the main course.
Oh, that's why the NBA –
the presidential debate.
NBA wanted to split this up. They wanted to get out of the presidential debates away.
Perhaps.
That's, you know
– put that second round on that.
Yep. On the agenda, I think, will be dishwater for sure, just to see, you know
– you joking, man. I'm concerned.
That was like – you kind of like wondered if it was one of those, like, that is a big problem in today's day and age. It's like, you know, deep fakes, right? And you almost wondered, was that a deep fake?
Right. What does that mean? Somebody mocked
when you manipulate
AI voice
that I was hearing,
talking about water. And
yeah.
Is that Joe's trying to cut off the water?
Yeah, like Tony Allen. they're taking our water.
Joe is trying to cut off the water we use to wash our clothes, what I drew from that.
Yes.
Okay, it's getting real sketchy for both of them.
Yeah, so
I put it that way.
I don't know.
I'll tell you, he's talking about what was his word for what he does with his hair?
He
love a good strong lather.
He's talking about lather. His luxurious was great. I guess I don't know. It just depends on how you.
Unless you're looking for a president.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about it's great entertainment for you. This is the next leader of our country, dude.
Yes.
Him and Joe. Just yes. Big question marks.
Yeah, there definitely was. It was an interesting time. Interesting time in America, no doubt. Got some good sports tonight. And that's going to do it for us. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us. Thanks to Ryan Silverfield as well. Enjoy your drinking water, people. That's the main thing here. Enjoy it. It's important.
While it's good.
Jeffrey and company are next. I don't know who it is this week. Who's the company this week?
Tune in to find out at 2.
I don't know who the company is. So
we'll see when we step out. You stay tuned to find out.
That's right. That's going to do it for us today. For Jason and John, we're gone.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM, ESPN. For all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Learned the news that Bill Walton had died. And what Harold Bird said was, listen, in that iconic photograph at the end of the game, Bill Walton has scored us 44 points. The game is essentially done. Less than 3 minutes remaining in the game, Walton sprains his ankle. And in an iconic photo, you've seen it, it's Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. Bill Walton literally is towering over Larry Finch, has his hand on Larry's shoulder, and Larry is boosting him along and carrying him to the bench, helping him get to the bench. When Harold said about it was the majesty of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. If Larry could show that kind of class in the wake of what had to be crushing disappointment, then we could do it too.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings, the Jeff Calkins Show, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, the Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
I lock up my...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So cash the ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.